Long ago, on the fields of battle, in the year 2017, two men met to decide once and for all what the most metal things in the universe are. But there can be only one. What's more metal? With Dan Weber, Noriko Ott, and Randy.
I'm all action. my butthole.
Is that your quick version of the sigh?
action. Do this.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of What's More Metal. My name is Dan Weber, and as always, joining me is Noriko Ott.
Hello.
And we're coming to you from Carnival Studios.
It's Carnival.
Carnival?
You've always gotten that wrong.
Why is it called Carnival?
Because it's Cranberry Carnival. It's a Cranberry Carnival. I have
it's a
cold.
It's based on an inside joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, joke clearly. Probably giving it too much credit. It's mispronounced. It's misspelled, and I'm pronouncing it correctly. You've got it wrong.
Well, I mean, if anything, it's Carnival misspelled.
No, it's supposed to be Carnival.
It is.
Yeah.
Carnival. It's where you go throw cranberries at butts in Brazil.
It's Carnival. It's where you get a lot of dome. Anyway, does anybody know what that is, that term?
Head?
Oh, it's like a blowjob carnival. So yeah. You get Carnival. Yeah. You get cranium carnival. Yeah. Yeah. It's a blowjob carnival.
It's a dope.
It's the best kind.
You haven't heard of the blowjob carnival? Come on.
It's the domocalypse.
Anyway, Carnival Studios. Look it up.
Carnival Studios. The Jesus. So this week, we're going to do a most metal fast food commercial.
Uh-huh.
And then most metal monster truck.
That's right.
That's awesome.
I think we're going to start with fast food commercial.
We'll start with fast food commercial.
And so we got a roll to see who goes first. Who gets raped by the creepy clown?
12.
12 up, a tie.
Oh shit, tie. 8.
Yeah.
5,
I go first. Uh-oh.
Yeah. This was more fun to look up than I thought it was going to be.
Oh yeah, it was great.
So from September in May 2017, McDonald's ran a commercial. I don't even know how best I want to, because the commercial's too fucking long.
Give me the year again.
It's like May 2017.
Okay.
And it's just called McDonald's Dead Dad Advertising.
What?
It's from a UK McDonald's commercial. And it's this mom and her son walking around, and her son's just like, "Hey, mom, what was dad like?" And she looks at him all sweet, and the sweet music's playing. And he's like, "Was dad good at soccer?" He goes like, "Or he said football." Like, "Yeah, he was really good." And then the kid fucks up at it, and he's like, "Yeah, he was really hit with all the ladies." And then he tries to look at some girls, and they don't like him. So he's not like anything like. So he keeps going on, and he's just nothing like his dad. He's nothing like his dead dad. Then they go to McDonald's, and he opens up, and he has a filet of fish sandwich. And his mom goes, "Oh, that was your dad's favorite."
Holy shit!
Wow!
I was cry laughing. I was like, because I was like, "This is fake. This is fake. This is fake. Oh my god, this is real." And then she has this little tender touching moment. She's, "Oh, you're like that ghost that came in me, you know, like you're like the." But it got banned. It got totally banned in the UK because people were like, "Hey, this is making me really sad. So, and out of the way, I like before I eat my McDonald's.
Yeah,
I don't like to feel sad until after I eat my McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
I'd also like that her dad's favorite, his dad's favorite sandwich was the shittiest of all McDonald's sandwiches.
Honestly, I like that one.
Dude, that's the worst one.
I know.
But I'm just saying.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying I like
sort of
it.
Gordon's Fisherman fish oh, yeah. cake.
No, it's fucking
with
bullshit.
Cheese. It's got cheese on it.
Yeah, ugh. It's fucking bullshit.
Cheese and fish. Num, 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 num.
I eat it every
cheese
time.
Cheese and fish are great.
Cheese and fish is not great. It's not a good combo.
I disagree.
Yeah, you're thinking you're of wrong. Lemon.
You're wrong.
You're thinking of lemon.
No. No, no, no.
Ugh.
Fish, like fish crusted with some Parmesan. That's fucking awesome.
You know,
you don't even like seafood, though. So
that's
you're
true.
Like this.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
the wrong
oh,
person
yeah.
to
that's
ask.
True. Sorry.
You should be.
My Neanderthal ancestors were big on fish. I did a 23andMe today. Found out, guess what? I'm white. And then, but then I also found out that I have more Neanderthal DNA than I have black or Jewish DNA. Like, I have like 4%, which is like, according to them, like an insane amount of Neanderthal.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty great.
Yeah, and you so, don't know your dad, so who knows?
Which is awesome. It's probably just a caveman. Probably, yeah. probably one of those car insurance cavemen from like the yeah. commercials. I was going to say, I said like pictures to my buddy Chris, and Chris just, he's one of my oldest friends, and he just goes, that explains your big, weird forehead. And I'm like, nice. Nice. That's why we're buddies.
Yeah. I just love how on that thing it says it shows your name and then right next to it 100%.
Yeah.
So it's just like Noriko 100%. Yeah. Every time. In fact, if that's not 100%, something is fucking wrong. If you
like,
got a 23andMe and it's like 98%, you're like, the fuck is going on?
It's funny. It's like, unlike other DNA tests, we only go up to 100%.
Yeah.
The other tests will do 180% of you. Yeah. Others will only do 33%.
Some people go.
We tested the whole damn spectrum.
We do 200% accuracy.
We did 200% of your DNA.
Twice
stand.
The effort.
Yeah, we did yours and a rat's.
Yeah. Like, we did like, yours and your spawn.
We did yours and then the twin you absorbed.
And the clone we made that we kept in a fucking vat. We cloned you, by the way. Did you know that at 23andMe? We just spawn your fucking
lucky clone.
We just make a homunculus out of you.
We want to make a bunch of weak-ass twins.
Yeah. You're the fucking the water boy for their
We're
army.
We're like, what? No college or barely any college education and learned to drive stick at 33. This is the twin we want. Gentlemen, we found the right DNA.
The $6 million man. So I don't know when this commercial was released. I remember watching it, and it was only, they only did it for a little while. But Quiznos did a campaign for something called the Toasty Torpedo commercial.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
You remember this?
Uh-huh.
So, and it's the grossest, most sexually suggestive sandwich commercial. Like, there's one part where, so the guy's standing there with a sub, and then the oven goes, put it in me. And the kid, the kid looks down at his dick, and he's like, I'm not doing that again. It burned. And then he's like, come on, just give it to me. And it's like,
whoa.
And then it's like, put all 12 inches in my mouth. It's fucking insane.
I don't remember that.
It's fucking nuts. It's fucking nuts. So
oh,
yeah, that's
shit.
The most metal one. It's just the highly suggestive Toasty Torpedo.
Suck me down. Suck me down. Don't even chew. No teeth. No teeth.
Put it on the grill.
Spit on it. Spit, slap it and spit on it. Smack the sandwich against your cheeks.
It's a horror sandwich. Most people
Share
serve
with
heroes.
Your friend.
Most people serve heroes. We serve horrors here at Quiznos. It's a horror sandwich. Toasted for your pleasure. Our bread comes ribbed.
Put it in your butt, then put it in your mouth.
So yeah, that's my choice, is the Quiznos Toasty Torpedo. It did not last long. That campaign went
oh my God.
Got shut off pretty quick.
That's fucking great.
Do you have a backup?
I do. The original the very first commercial with Ronald McDonald.
Oh my God, watch that.
Is
yeah.
fucking horrendously freaky.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
It's so fucking, well, first like it, like they're, it's the camera panning around, like being like, Ronald, where are you? Where are you, Ronald? And then it pans out of a TV through a darkened studio. And then you just see a silhouette of a clown going, I'm right over here. And they, and it's not Ronald McDonald's original voice, like whatever. He doesn't even really talk, but now it's like, but it was just some actor, and he's, he does have like a gruff voice, like, hey, it's just me, kids. How's it going? I'm a clown. And then, but when they pull out, he's got a big paper tray on his head with a drink, a burger, and some fries in it, right?
Yeah.
And then his nose is like a cup,
yeah,
like that, like an ice cream cone or something would become wrapped in, or something like it's like a little Dixie cup.
It's like a Dixie. It's like a. It's like a. It's like a small soda cup.
Right, right. So it's like a Dixie cup for a nose.
Yeah.
And then he's got another tray around his waist where the milkshake part of it is just a forever erect dick, like right in the middle of his crotch. So he just has a milkshake for a dick, just like, I'm over here. Isn't watching TV fun? And you're just like, ugh. Jesus.
Yeah. And he hands out, every time he takes a burger off, another one appears.
Yeah, he's like, blip, blip, blip. It's like, ugh. And then you see him like skipping. It's, then he's watched Pennywise skip toward the burger restaurant. Cutting just before all the screams and pink mist fucking spatters against the window from the inside. Fucking creepy as fuck.
By the way, that actor, Willard Scott.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No. Will,
for the weatherman from Good Morning America.
Dude, now that you mention it's that same. Hey, yeah, what's the weather like in your neck of the woods?
Hey, kids.
Blood's all I drink.
It's raining gore over here.
Oh, my God. Showering blood. Oh, yes. That's a pretty dead on Willard Scott I'm doing.
Yeah.
Dude, it's. Watch, we'll put them up maybe on the on the thing, but they're fucking
They're fucking crazy.
They're so these commercials are gnarly.
So I have a backup. It's also a Quiznos commercial. Like, turns out Quiznos had no idea how to advertise at all. Uh-huh. It's the Spung Monkey
company. Yes.
Did you fucking remember this?
Is it just that weird fucking thing?
Those weird rat things that sing a song?
I remember that song. The lyrics, how it goes, the voice.
Mouth.
Like, yeah.
They're 90% mouth.
Yeah.
It's fucking creepy as shit. It's a toasty sandwich.
Yeah.
It's like, what in the fuck? Who thought that this was going to... How bad are your sandwiches that this is the thing that you're going to use?
Sorry, that's me. I set my alarm for PM instead of AM this morning, and I woke up like an hour late from work. So, and then I forgot to turn it off also, so I'm firing on all cylinders.
Killing today. It right now. Yeah it's the rat monkey... singing it straight out of Nightmare.
Yeah.
Like, it's just called, They Are Warm. That's one of the fucking lines from the song.
I can do a pretty spot on impression of them, but it's insanely loud and grating, so I'm not gonna.
Uh-huh.
But they are creepy and, like, super high-pitched.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like someone is screaming through rocks.
Back way up off the mic, you do it.
Huh? Yeah.
Back all the way off the mic, you do it.
Let's do it back here.
Yeah.
It's something like, we love this subs! It's that.
Yeah.
That's what they sound like.
Yeah, that is exactly what they sound like.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Well done, producer Randy.
Hey, with his one talent. Have you introduced it?
What's more better?
Right. Great. The only other one I had was the Where's the Beef commercial from Wendy's with the old lady. And that's just because if you watch the commercial, it takes place in some... Cinnabite fucking Clive Barker burger hell. Like, it's just a black room with a maze in the background, and the three old ladies like, where's our burgers at? And they're like, it's just like, it's just a weird like it's a freaky like German expressionist view of like a da burger hell. That always creeped me out about the commercials. It's like, where is this supposed to take place?
It's fucking gross.
Yeah.
The only one that I had was the, this went on for years too. That Burger King had those commercials where the king was basically stalking the person.
Yeah.
Like the one where he woke up in bed with the dude.
Yeah.
The dude woke up and the king, the,
and there's this like, Burger King expressionless is just, face.
Yeah. Like, just staring at him.
Frozen
and he's
face
like,
looking at him.
What did we do last night? And he's just like, Like, what?
Oh, my God.
That is not good.
That's super freaky. Yes. They made a game. The Burger King made a game where you sneak up on people, and if you sneak up on them, you surprise them with burgers. It was called Sneak King.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It's we got drunk one night, and we put on Pantera's Walk, and... So and we were just going dun, 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 and sneaking up on people with the kids, and we're just going sneak, 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 like, and it made us laugh really hard.
That's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, you have to have just the right amount of 12 beers to yeah. to really get
to really get into that
as hilarious to you as it should be. Sneak, dum, 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 dum. King, dum, 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 dum.
That's true. I can hear it.
Yeah,
I can hear it in the song for sure. All right. I think
topic change.
So now we go to monster trucks.
Yeah, most metal
monster trucks. So there's a lot of choices.
There were
a lot of choices. Honestly, monster trucks are kind of they're just metal in and of themselves. Their only purpose. They're extravagant, and their only purpose is to run over other things, like
yes.
just to destroy other things and themselves.
Yes.
So I had to go out. I had to find. I decided the most metal monster truck is Bigfoot number 7.
Okay. Okay.
And the reason is because it was the monster truck featured in the movie Roadhouse when he drove through the fucking. He destroys an auto lot.
Yeah,
by driving over it with a monster truck, and the monster truck in that movie, Bigfoot number 7.
Nice. Hold on, I'm looking up Bigfoot 7.
Looks like all the rest of them.
Does
so,
it? Yeah. I remember it from the movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because okay. the dude wouldn't pay his insurance money or whatever to the main villain.
Yeah. Bigfoot Roadhouse. I don't know. I guess. Yeah, that's such a great scene too. Like, I love those kind of scenes too, where no one, what are cops? You know,
yeah.
It's a classic, like especially like 80s movie trope.
Yeah,
where it's like, where some shit happens, you're like, well, you got me.
Yeah, yeah, and it's also like
that severe property damage. Too bad there's no log in it.
Yeah, it's just set up just to make you hate the villain.
Yeah,
like. Yeah, let's just do something. He's an evil guy, like,
yeah.
And then, but it's way over the top.
Yeah, I love it. I chose Dan, Bigfoot 5, Bigfoot number 5, most metal truck, and here's why. It is the tallest monster truck ever, and is also the heaviest monster truck ever. Bigfoot 5 used these giant 10-foot tall wheels that came off of a it's off of like let's see here, the tires are they're 2400 pounds a piece, so that each tire is 1 ton. Let's see. I think the whole truck is like 2,800 pounds or something fucking crazy. So,
If each one is
28,000 pounds,
28,000 pounds makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry. This doesn't have all the information on it that I wanted, but, so it was the tallest, heaviest monster truck. And, it's so big that it actually couldn't compete really. Cause it just, it barely could get around. It was, an elephantitis of the ball sack. Basically it just could not drag its.
Yeah. It probably can't turn at all.
Oh no. I'm sure turning is like a battleship with that thing. Cause it's, those tires are.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Those tires can only
they practically touch. Like they are probably like less than a foot apart. Like,
yeah.
So it's a stupid amount of tire.
Yeah, they just wanted to see if they could be done, and they were right.
The tires, I from the one article I was reading was they were off of like some kind of snow plow, like snow machine thing, like an army vehicle that was made for like driving through the snow, and then like they end up like not making them anymore and stuff. But that's where they got the tires from. That Bigfoot 5. I like that we both went with a Bigfoot. That's a classic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I honestly just looked up because I immediately went to the scene in Roadhouse. I just didn't know it was a Bigfoot truck.
Yeah,
that did it.
That's fucking great.
That's magnificent.
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah, each tire is 10 feet tall.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, they're fucking gnarly.
I don't even, yeah, how do you even get in that fucking truck? You just have to climb up one of the tires, like yeah. Use the tread as a ladder.
Probably just,
seems reasonable.
Probably yeah. Just climb your way up that huge, huge ball sack.
Yeah. An erect dick just falls down and you just clamber up. So my backup, I am going with the truck Gravedigger.
Yeah.
Nice.
Makes sense. Because it almost always goes first because it wrecks and is ruined for the rest of the show.
Yep.
Yes.
So they get it out of the way immediately. And it, because the guy just goes, like the driver
goes apeshit.
Just goes fucking balls out. Yeah. It tumbles, usually like end over end on the side, like a cartwheel in the truck.
Yeah.
But he just destroys everything. It takes 5 minutes to scrape his shit off of the fucking track, and then it's over. But it's like the most popular fucking truck in the circuit.
Yeah.
And but some people, this was fun. There was some criticism I found online because some people think he glorifies wrecking, which is fucking monster trucks, you point. Dick.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they're all there.
Yeah, they're glorifying destroying cars, you
yeah.
idiot.
Yeah.
Like, it's like somebody...
The fucking point.
Yeah.
What are we the only point anybody's
yeah,
there?
The only point of it. Like, if yeah. somebody, like, man, you just, you're showing you a wrecking car. Yeah, dick. Like, that's, why not? Like,
yeah.
I didn't come here to watch people kick up dirt.
Would you like yeah. it instead if they just drove down the street and then stopped? Would anyone pay for that?
Yeah. Fucking horseshit.
1/2 yeah. mile of straight they just, paved just, road.
Hate straight paved road. They do 10 miles an hour because for safety. And then at the end, they just get out and just go, woo! And then it was like...
They have stunt pedestrians just fucking, yeah. crossing the road.
Yeah, they just stop at a fucking stoplight.
Hey, what's not shit all over Bigfoot 7's act? Yeah. Or sorry, Bigfoot 5's act. I forgot which one I chose.
Bigfoot 5.
Yeah, Bigfoot 5. That's all it can do. Everyone like, wow, it's really tall.
Yeah, Gravedigger. Really big on road safety. That's why we called it Gravedigger. The DM sponsored by the DMV. Mothers Against Drug Driving.
Yeah. The yeah, I don't know. The fucking the get home safer is going down the stretch. I love it. Look, oh, he's using his blinker.
The crowd goes fucking wild.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Oh, shit. He's going to do a three-point turn. He's going to do a three-point turn.
Oh, look at that. Ah, his blinker's out. Using hand signals. Holy shit. Following the law. Gravedigger. Just totally obeying all the traffic laws all of the motherfucking time.
Fucking yeah, that's dumb. That's the whole point of all of that shit is for
yeah.
people to go really fast and smash shit and
yeah,
fucking wreck.
And wreck. Yeah. And just absolutely wreck. In fact, I'm kind of surprised that honestly they haven't made a monster truck that has a rocket engine on it yet.
Yeah.
And just smashed it into a wall going like 150 miles an hour.
Tires just flying off, fucking crushing people.
They try to stop and it just immediately like go up in flame.
If that tire landed next to you and turned people into fucking nacho cheese, you'd be like, yes, I told you these seats were badass. Holy shit.
Oh man, you know
knocked
what?
My Confederate flag do-rag right off my head.
You know what they
wind was on that shit.
You know what they should, in order to make it so it goes faster, they should make the body out of magnesium like they did that one car in that accident. So
yeah.
like it just fucking hits something and flies into the crowd on fire.
Just becomes a fucking comet on leaving a fucking umbra melted fucking tire. Just fuck yes.
It just sprays the crowd with a wave of molten flaming metal.
Shit, yes. Dude, I'd watch the fucking shit out of that.
They call it the crematorium.
Yeah, fuck yeah. The fucking rules.
Fuck graves.
Oh, my
it's
God.
The incinerator. It just comes in, lights on fire. Just Just a fountain of molten flaming metal.
The road flare. This cooling down the track, we got a four-wheel road flare. It's burning hot at 3,000 degrees.
Look how burning tires on its way.
Holy shit. He's up against the sparkler. Most patriotic glare of light you ever tried to stare into. Put on your welding helmets because you're coming in hot. Holy shit. Driving the first truck is a pile of ashes. Driving the sparkler, of course, is a shadow on a seat. Holy shit.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, man.
We might have to take a break.
They just throw one of the fucking fossilized people from Pompeii in the driver's seat.
He'll never burn.
His foot was petrified down to the metal. Oh fuck, that's
a pile of ash.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Brought to you by Flamin' Hot Doritos. Anyway. Make your mouth burn almost as hot as
your flesh.
Your flesh.
Your outside skin.
I'm sorry, what was your backup?
My backup was Gravedigger.
Gravedigger. My backup, this took me some searching because I found the picture and way before I found what the fuck it was, and I did a deep dive to find it. That's because this is a truck called the Road Boss, which is out of Meze, France. And it is, I'm going to find a picture, but it is a semi truck with two diesel engines powering 10 monster truck tires in a row, chained together. It is 10 fucking tires.
That's insane.
Yeah. So it is, it's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. But yeah, it's two diesel engines with a total of 1,275 horsepower powering 10 monster truck tires over a, and it's, it's fucking stupid. So imagine a short-bodied like semi truck, but then on the front is on two extra wheels.
Yeah,
there's four more training behind the actual main thing. So it's just this long, stupid thing that's amazing.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's all bright orange. It's a pretty fucking cool truck. It would have been my number one, but I had to go with kind of a classic.
Yeah.
And plus, Bigfoot 5, like I said, heaviest and tallest.
Yeah.
So it's so heavy and tall that it's kind of crippled under its own.
How heavy and tall was it?
That it's kind of crippled under its own bed. You didn't let me finish the thing. God damn it, Randy. So it's so heavy and tall. It's I hate you.
So I just want to mention this monster truck only because I hate its name so very much.
Oh, I love this.
It's called Toasaurus Rex.
Oh, yeah.
And it also has an alter ego, Jethro Toe.
Oh, fuck you.
Fuck you.
God.
Yeah, I just hope that blows up every time.
I was willing to forgive the first one.
Yeah.
And then the ego.
No.
Fuck that in half.
No, fuck that in half.
I can't decide which one I hate more, frankly.
Jethro Toe. Jethro Toe is worse.
I kind of almost like it. Like, it's... No, it's awful, mind you. But, I don't know, Toasaurus Rex is like not even trying to be fucking clever.
No.
The other one's like a pretty it's a horrible pun.
Yeah.
But at least it's not. Look, they're both indefensible. That's what I'm saying. It's a look, Nazis had some good ideas. I just go like look, Trump's not all bad or whatever. I just go right to another horrible thing. I don't know. Jethro Tull.
Ugh. Yeah, it's a tow truck, by the way.
Yeah.
If you didn't get that, you didn't figure that out.
It's shaped like a giant big toe.
It's the only monster truck that's a tow truck.
It's just one big toe, the toenail with her windshield. Oh my god. Well, that was great. Do we have any polls, Randy?
Yes.
Polls.
So I need to get the Instagram.
You're gonna have to do that every time. I can't do that.
Oh, it's fine. I'll eventually work out some kind of audio thing, but I have no decent audio equipment in which to do that.
All right. So for Most Metal Chef, we came in with 78% of the votes. Iron Chef Morimoto.
Yes. Oh, I'm gonna be the. I don't know. They're gonna have to put my jersey up in the rafters in here. I'm just doing great. I just want to brag for no reason. I realize it doesn't matter, but
and for most,
that's a vote for Oyster Queefs, by the way. I just want to say, a vote for Iron Chef Morimoto is a vote for Oyster Queefs in your as food.
For the most metal mental disorder, with 60% of the votes, is autophagia.
Yep, that's a good. Yep, good job, Dan. That is. By far, eating yourself.
Yeah, the most metal thing I've ever seen in my life.
And just for reference, Twitter on that one was dead even heat.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn. Well, fucking a fire is not bad either, you know, like in terms of metalness.
Didn't you pick Mania for your most metal one?
No, that was my backup.
Oh, okay.
No. It was.
Oh, you kicked pyrophilia.
Yeah. That's where you come from when you set fires.
Yeah, you get
it. You set fires, but then you also like it's sexual. You're like, yeah, that's hot.
Yeah, I wonder if the
where they come. Yeah, I'm starting to fire.
I wonder if the dude fucking from the toasty torpedo fucking he fucks the oven. He's just a fucking he just every time he sees it, he gets hard. He's
that's
like,
awesome.
I've been waiting my whole life for this. Oh man, you want me to? You give me consent, oven?
Ooh.
Normally the fire doesn't say yes.
I'm going to blow up in your mouth. All right.
You're an inferno.
Yeah. Awesome. Are we doing a quick Ride the Lightning?
Yeah, we should do a quick Ride the Lightning.
Ride the Lightning round.
You trailed off at the end there.
You didn't let me finish. It was like a long slapback from the echo off the hillside from the godlike Bruce Lee punch sound effects, and then the D from the duh.
So I want you guys to do the most metal 90s sitcom.
Nineties sitcom.
Yeah, so your Home Improvement.
Have we done this?
Dawson's Creek, I believe.
That's not a sitcom.
Oh, that's not a sitcom, but
funny to me. Did Dawson's parents die?
I thought it was hilarious when the kid died of cancer. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Didn't Dawson's parents die?
I have no idea. I didn't watch it. But Home Improvement, Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
James Vanderbeek's head. Can we just for a minute? Jesus Christ, that guy. 17.
Two.
Fuck. James Vanderbeek's head was just this huge, fucked up, lumpy potato. It's like a cylinder. It's like just fuck. And then his eyes are these two beady pig eyes right in the middle of his head. Ah, it's fucking just a cyclops. Like they share one. The middle tear duct gets both eyes. Like that's how. Ugh.
It's weird that people thought he was hot.
Dude, I don't know. I have no idea what the people gauge that shit on. He did have a nice smile, but because it helped distract from his crazy head. Okay, most metal 90s sitcom. Shit. Fuck, fuckity, fuck. Oh, I'm going to go with Get a Life. Do you remember Get a Life?
Uh-huh.
It was
Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott. And it's, so it's Chris Elliott being fucking weird as fuck. Like, he's a grown man child living in, like, at first with his parents, and then later on, and like, was with one old guy.
One old drunk?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was.
And he's still a paper
Brian
boy.
Brian Doyle Murray.
Yeah, and he's a paper boy.
Yeah. And he's a paper boy riding around like that. But there was amazing fucking episodes. I think I've talked about it before on the podcast, but there's an episode where they're turning the entire neighborhood to toxic waste dump, and they're giving everybody way more than their houses are worth to convert it. And then, the old guy refuses to sell, and then Chris Elliott has nowhere else to go. So he's like, fuck it, we're staying. So they just start moving in all this toxic waste. And then they're like, okay, fuck it, we have to build up an immunity. So they just start rubbing toxic waste on themselves. And then they're all pulling out their teeth. Like, there's this whole montage where they're pulling out their teeth and laughing and shit. And like, and then they're laying there on these couches and they're like wasting away. And he's like covered in sores. He's like, I thought we were going to build up an immunity by now. I guess this is the end. Like, I guess there is a downside to toxic waste or whatever. And then, but then they pass out, they wake up, and they're better, and they did build up an immunity. And then Chris Elliott is just really, he's super smart. So they start enrolling him in childhood spelling bees to win the spelling bee money. And he's this ringer, and they like rub toxic waste on his head to make him smart. And so he's this grown like 30-year-old man and like little kid spelling bees, like, and he's being like really shitty about winning, like, ugh, super hard word, like whatever. Like, I was just pretending that was hard. I knew it the whole time. Like, he's just being a dickhead. There's another one where an alien crash lands and Spewy the alien,
yeah,
and he's just this horrible goblin that pukes everywhere. And so he's this awful, horrendous thing, and Chris Elliott just keeps thinking he's cute, and he's the only one who thinks it's cute.
Keeps him in the fridge. Eventually they cook him and eat him.
No, do they? Eat Spewy.
They just decide, like, he gets tired of Spewy, so they just cook him. And the final scene is Chris Elliott like nibbling on a Spewy's last rib and putting it on a plate. He's like, you know what? Better than I thought. And then it's like cut to credits. It's fucking,
it's the weirdest fucking
show. That show is fucking weird. Yeah.
It's super crazy bizarre. There's one where he goes to New York, and for some reason, when he goes to New York, everybody talks like in 1920s, like, hey there, kid. So glad you're coming to the big city.
The transatlantic accent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he ends up, enrolling in Handsome Lad Modeling School and like becoming a male model. It's like the weirdest fucking show ever. It's really great.
It's super random.
Yeah, which is why I chose it.
Yeah. So, okay, so Get a Life.
Get a Life.
Get a Life, fuck.
Because I just, top of my head.
Are we talking about American?
Fuck, I just thought of a better one.
Or otherwise.
I'd go worldwide. Let's say worldwide.
Worldwide. Because I don't know when this sitcom came out. That's the only thing that I'm wondering about.
Okay.
Throw it out.
But there was a show, it's called Spaced.
Okay.
Oh, the fucking, yeah. Oh, what's his name?
Yeah.
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg's first show. The first show, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost got together on.
Nice.
It's called Spaced, and it's just this dude moves into a house, moves into an apartment, and but he needs to be a couple, so he just grabs some random lady and they're roommates, but they have to pretend like they're dating or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this dude upstairs who's like an artist who paints, like, I don't remember, like, he does emotional painting or some shit, some super fucking rando shit.
Uh-huh.
And there's one episode where they all do fucking ecstasy and go to a rave, and they all dress up like Star Wars characters. It's a fucking great show, but it's hard to describe. But yeah, I mean,
I've seen one episode. I liked it quite a bit.
It's fucking good. Yeah.
Nice.
I would say just because it basically led into like Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and shows like that. Yeah.
Nice.
I would say Spaced probably. This is the one I don't know about. Well, fuck.
Spaced is, by the way, the first season was 1999, the second season was 2001. So,
all right,
you got
I'm trying to.
Good guess.
Yeah. fuck. There's one other one, actually. God damn it! I don't even know. I can't. It had Noel Fielding in it. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's the fucking super ass, super fucking weird. It started off the first season where they were zookeepers in a zoo, and then later on, working for this wizard that owned the zoo. Oh God, fuck! I can't remember the name of it, but they became an actual band. Like it was, they were supposed to be in a band in the show, and they became a hit band in Europe, in England. Like they became like a top 10. Like they released number one hits.
Oh wow!
Do you know who Noel Fielding is?
Yeah, but I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not Nevermind the Buzzcocks, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, what the fuck?
No. Anyway, so is that a backup? Are you changing your
That's
mind?
That's a backup. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I can't remember the name of it, and it's probably not.
I have a backup, and I'm mad that it wasn't my first choice out of the Colster. Oh fuck! But that's an '80s one.
Which show?
It's called Sledgehammer, and I'm pretty sure it's '80s. I think it's '88, '87.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's too bad. That show is really hilarious. Okay. Then my, let's see. There's Herman's Head. I guess it was pretty metal. I'm going way deep into the holster. What else was a fucking metal show? I liked Married with Children just because they all hated each other.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Which made it fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I loved watching a sitcom where the whole family fucking despised every single person. Hated the next person.
It was kind of the first one that did a dynamic like that.
It was really hilarious. And like the writing in that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Some of it doesn't hold up. You know, where you just shit on women the whole time.
Right.
For some reason, that fell out of fashion. I don't get it. But no, but the dynamic of literally every person hating each other. But I to me, as like growing up like super broke, like broken poor, I was like, no, this feels closer to the how it should be. But it was also that thing where if anybody else came in from the outside and was like, hey, who do you guys? But you're like, they'd all come together and go, hey, you know, fuck you,
right?
Like, which I liked. I loved that concept of they hate each other so much, and if there's any outside person that talks shit, they're like, oh, we should kick these guys' ass. Like, so probably Married with Children, because they did fucking amazing, cool shit. Al Bundy was a shoe salesman. He died in one episode.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He died and then had a vision of shoes with individual toe holds that he called Shios.
Like, yeah,
it's just shoes misspelled. But yeah, there was the what was it? The anyway. There's a million. But
yeah, it's a great one. It's a great show.
Really great show. Up to where they got Seven, the little kid.
Oh yeah.
And then they had that shitty kid for a couple of seasons, and then they just got rid of him. Like he just disappeared, and they're like, yep, that was a bad dream. And then they're like, and then they just moved on and it got great again. Like,
yeah.
Anyway. But yeah, that's
I don't think I even have a backup. Like I don't really remember 90s sitcoms that well.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really watch
Yeah.
A lot of them back in the
Dan's
day.
Dan's too busy getting his dick wet.
No. I will say that one that I was forced to watch that actually was pretty metal, not my favorite, but it was absolutely fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it was about two ladies who just get fucking wasted all the time and fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's not too bad. Like, that's, yeah. I mean, it wasn't my favorite show.
Right.
But it was kind of fucking metal as far as that goes. But it's, once again, a British show.
Yeah. Huh?
I watched mostly British sitcoms now that I think about it in the 80s, from the 90s.
When you were staring over your leather-bound tome in your fucking sway-back chair, you rich PBS watching fuckface with your...
Sure.
Ooh, watching BBC America. I watched these old episodes. We're absolutely fabulous. I call it AbFab.
Honestly, to be real, I didn't have time to watch 90s sitcoms because I was spending too much time watching Seventh Heaven.
That's right.
Because it was the funniest show I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I've seen every single episode of that entire series.
Ugh. I love it when you find a show like that where you're like, this is amazing.
Right.
Yeah. Especially when they thought that people with Down syndrome had magical powers.
That's right.
And could cure alcoholism.
Didn't the dad from that show get busted for child porn?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It really
Republican dads.
It definitely colors the rest of the viewing.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. For sure, you're like, this is a little creepier than it was. It was creepy before, and now it is not okay.
You're like, hey, I like how you ad-libbed that part where you wanted to smell your daughter's hair. Real cool.
I love the part where you sniffed your twin's underwear. Like, that was, wow.
Yeah, that really showed you missed her. Just doing weird shit. Anyway.
All right.
That's the episode, guys.
That's the episode.
Woo.
Yeah. So yeah, thanks for listening.
Hope you had a good Super Bowl. You ate lots of nachos.
And vote for whichever one you liked.
Yeah. Put the shit up online, vote for it.
We'll put up a couple links to some of the commercials we were talking about.
If we miss anything, fucking please send it to us. We fucking love seeing that shit.
We'll start reading them out because I haven't gathered any information.
But. Yeah. But I fucking love it.
Yeah.
So
do that.
It's been really great.
And if you want, leave a review. Listen to it, download it, don't listen to it if you don't want to, but
share
download
it
for sure.
Tell everybody,
share it, whatever.
We'll get more stickers at some point to give to you.
Yeah, we'll do that. Thanks a lot.
Bye
everyone.